Patterns equal fear. Every pattern is the cause of your suffering, and we aspire to clear the patterns so that there is free flow of energy, and that causes pleasure and a well-being in the body and in the psyche. The key or the fundamental pattern is the confusion to be separate, the confusion to be this form that the eyes, the senses are perceiving, and the perception of other forms, other people, the sense of separation, that is the key pattern. When we look at the key pattern, every other pattern is built on top of that. So the underlying pattern then allows more patterns to be built on top of that. And that is your story. And then you are, as a being, as a separate being, speaking of particular issues and things that are your patterns that you want to clear away. And often forgetting that if you go down to the root itself, the identification with your body, with a sense of separation, with the sense of being a form, and the forgetfulness that you are the clear light of existence, eternity itself, if we pulled that out, that would literally collapse all the other patterns that are on top. It's the root pattern. This root pattern is, when you are identified as the separate self, is fear itself. Because you are in the world of form, you are subject to the law of change, the law of polarities, which includes the experience of life and the experience of death. And that is then very, very scary and very painful, because in our being, we feel that we are actually eternal. And so we're in constant conflict with others dying or ourselves dying and rebirthing and dying and the whole process of change. So the experience of change, we know, is not really our true nature, because our awareness is always the same. We're always present. And then there is this change. So when we are tied up and identified with change, then we have the phenomenon of fear arise. And so we are looking at detaching ourselves, waking up to, or clearing, whatever word we're going to use, this particular root pattern, the sense of separation. Now, as we go through the day, we are noticing often just the experience of going through life and being somebody, and then there are situations that are constantly repeating themselves. Fear of talking to somebody, fear of encountering the children, the partner, the family, the mother-in-law, the fear of not having enough money, the fear of getting sick, the fear of crossing the street, whatever it is. And it might not be outright a fear. It might be just a discomfort or stress or avoidance. Whatever you are experiencing as a point of suffering, a point of pain, if you actually track back and go deep into that particular pattern, you will always come to the fear of death. Every pattern is rooted in it. Because the stories that this person that you are is talking about is based on your idea that you are this person. And that is the confusion or the ignorance. That is your forgetfulness that you are not just a personal self, but you are also an impersonal being. As long as we are in this physical form, we will be experiencing duality. And in the duality, things always change. That's the law of duality, the law of time. The suffering can only happen when you are only experiencing yourself as a personal self, as a sense, as that sense of separate self. When we do the spiritual practice, we want to open up to the sense of unity of the cosmic self that we are, the infinite self. And in that way, we can live in the body and have a point of reference and have the memory or the remembrance, the realization that we're also infinite. So the experiences of time and space become not so real, and we have perspective, and this perspective eliminates suffering. So if you look at a pattern right now, let's pick a pattern that you are often running into. You might have one, you might have a few, and just pick one that just comes to you right now. What you can do is use your awareness and rest it onto that feeling in your being, that pattern. It's a feeling of discomfort, a feeling of suffering of some sort, contraction, or a bunch of thoughts that are also being experienced in some way in your being. When we speak about being, you will probably find that by just me suggesting the word being, or if not, it's somewhere in the body often. It's not in the head directly in the skull. You will find it more in the body, in the living organism that you are, that is experiencing sensations and a sense of being alive. As you put your awareness there, you're going to just burn through that contraction, that crystallization, that pattern. If you want to do a more mystical approach, it's not as fuzzy, it's more precise. You are going to look for the signature of that energy. And it's like a line, it's like a something, and you hold on to it. You lock your attention onto it. That's how you hold on to it. And you just hold on to it, and then you continue following this energy signature. As you follow down the line, you're going through different experiences energetically or movements, and you remain detached and neutral, and you continue to follow down the line. And if you go very deep down, pretty much the end of this, to the root pattern, you could say, the root of the pattern, you will find there is fear. There's a sensation of fear suddenly. And you let that wobble out. Often it's experienced as a wobble. It might be experienced as something in the heart. You want to take a deep breath or something like that. Or there's a moment when you feel an emptiness in the brain, something where, like a trauma, where you can't remain present with it because it's too scary. We say kind of blackout. There's a split second of you think you've lost the line or something like that. And then essentially it just sort of goes. There's nothing there. You've moved to the fear. And when you move to the fear, you will see the pattern wasn't real. It doesn't appear real at all. It was, suddenly it's a memory, and even the memory is fading. So every pattern will go back to fear. So if you want to make it even easier, you are, as we have the lists of fear, we have things that we really look at, what are really scary in life, and they are so loud and so ready to go, that as you clear those, you will find that a lot of little patterns, other tiny things, are just going with it, because these very strong, loud fear patterns, they kind of have tentacles into other areas in life and show themselves there as other kind of awkward patterns or strange patterns that seem not as painful, but maybe a little annoying. So every pattern is fear, because there's a root pattern of you thinking you are this person, this name that you carry that was given to you and that you think you are, that story, the description that was given to you and that you've taken on without question. And the story already carried fear, is fear-based, and carries a lot of untruth about yourself and who you really are. So in this way, we're going to simplify the work, and especially in these present times, the patterns, they shatter very fast. Often just putting your attention on them, or even sometimes even negating them, saying that that's not who I am, and having enough power to really but shove them off, shove them aside, they just disintegrate. So play around with it and even discover for yourself now in these new times how you are removing your patterns, how you are stepping out of them, transmute, clear, shatter, whichever word you like. And that is the way to clarify your being and to feel more healthy, feel have more energy, etc. But also having the opening up to the intelligence and the wisdom, the cognitive understanding that who you think you are is not who you are, and questioning that and not buying into that, which then will eliminate that ultimate root pattern. Thank you.